The joy of working. I don't mind bringing John Paul to the bathroom. I'm good at it. I know where to place the Leco sit-to-stand to land his butt squarely on the seat. I know he wants a courtesy wipe and will holler and point until he gets one. Jean-Paul's always pointing and hollering and planting his wheelchair in the middle of a doorway and clamping his hand on his wheel so you can't move him or get around him. He can cause a stir and be unlovable. But I do okay with him. All you have to do is let him know he's helping you out. He loads the dirty clothes into the washing machine, puts the cups into the dishwasher, and hands Tony his clothes protector for lunch. He's got a sweet side and parks himself beside Lorna and looks lovingly into her eyes. So I was blindsided last Thursday at staff meeting when Jolene was complaining we don't have the activity groups up and going and says, "How often does John Paul have to go to the bathroom anyway?" Meaning, I spend too much time with him. Someone adds, "He just wants your attention." And I'm thinking it's the Twilight Zone when they spit out, "And you give it to him like it's a bad thing." I'm not too calm when I point out it's a service need in his program plan that he goes every 2 hours. Jermaine helps out, saying, "They don't do that at home." She worked there 6 years ago and has nothing good to say about the place. "Oh, yes, we do," Roseanne huffs that afternoon when she picks him up. Jean-Paul's leaning over the wheelchair lift, desperate to shake hands with every North County driver coming and going. Well, I'm thinking I'd just as soon not see anyone for a while.